Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Tirip, the Daf Chav Chesem Vayis, 28 p.m. We're on the very bottom of the Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. So comes the Gemara, and we just discussed the drasha for teaching that women are going to be pater min hasukah. Ha Ezrach teaches us that women are going to be pater. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar, we said previously, Ha Ezrach lo tiyas hanashim, that the term Ha Ezrach with the hey comes to exclude women. But is this really true? Is Lamemra de Ezrach, bein nashim, bein gavri, mashma? You come and teach me that if it would have just said Ezrach without the hey, that would be referring to both men and women, Valtanya. But we have a brisa which seems to teach otherwise, Ha Ezrach, when it says Ha Ezrach, L'Rabbo says on Nashim, Ha Ezrach, Yoshe Chayavos Be'inoy. This comes to teach us that the native women are going to be Chayav in fasting and all of the Inoy, all of the afflicted areas of Yom Kippur. So what we see is Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashma. This seems to imply that if we just had the word Ezrach without Ha Ezrach, that would mean it's just for men and not for women. So how are we supposed to reconcile this? So comes the Gemara and says, Amarabba, Hilchoson Enu. Rather, these laws are not based on the different psukim and the Ha Ezrach and the Ezrach. Rather, these are Halach Lamosh Mishinai Vas Mechinu Rabban Amakrai. And the Rabbanan just came and gave certain hints and attached them to certain psukim, but really these are halachal moshim yisina. But ask Gemara, hai krav, hai hilchasa. Which of these is based on the pasuk and which of these is based on halachal moshim yisina? Visu krav lamali, hilchasa lamali. Why do we need any of this? We should have just been able to figure this out by ourselves based on normative halacha. We should have been able to figure out the women are going to be pater from sukkah and chayiv and yom kippur just based on knowing certain klalei ha-halacha. Why? Because ha-sukkah mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Sukkah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. V'chol mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Nashim b'turos. Women are going to be pater from all positive commandments that are time-bound. Yom HaKippur, when it comes to Yom Kippur, mi derav Yehuda Amarav nafka. We already know from the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Achein Tam Deber Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra Ish O Isha. The pasuk says that a man or a woman shall not commit any of these sins. Hishvah Kazav Isha Li'ish L'cho On Shin Shabbat Torah. That when it comes to negative commandments, when it comes to punishable crimes, men and women are going to be equal. So we know from Mitzvah Seshei Shazman Grama that women should be pater from Sukkah. We know from the fact that everyone's chayv in all Losa says that women should be chayv when it comes to Yom Kippur. So why do we need any pasuk or any sort of drasha here or any halacha in Moshe Mitzinai in any way, shape, or form? So comes Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Li'olam Sukkah Ilchazah. Really, the fact that women are going to be pater from Sukkah is really halacha Moshe Mitzinai. V'itzrech, and why do we need this? Sakadai Dachamina, because we would have thought Teshvu Kein Taduru, because the pasuk says Teshvu, that you have to live there Kein Taduru, just like the way that you're supposed to live there all year. Maji Re Ishvi Ishto, just as in a home, a man is there with his wife. Af Sukkah Ishvi Ishto Kamash Malan, you would have thought that man and woman are going to be chayav alike, just like they live in the house together, they have to live in the Sukkah together, Kamash Malan, then no, women are going to be pater. Rava Amar Rava gives a different reason. Itzrach, he says, no, we have another reason to show why we would have thought that women are going to be chayiv in sukkah, so we needed the halacha Moshe Mitzinai to teach us that it's going to be pater. Because sakadai dechaminach, we would have thought yalav chamisha atzar chamisha atzar mechag amatzos, that we have a gzera shava from Pesach and ma lahala nashim chayavos. Just as by the first night of Pesach, women are chayiv to go and eat matzav kan nashim chayavos. So to over here, when it comes to dwelling in the sukkah, women are going to be chayiv, even though it is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, just like eating matzah would be on the first night. Kamash Mulan. That's why we have the halacha Moshe Mitzinai to teach us that women are going to be pater from sukkah. So comes Gemara and says v'hash damar sukkah. So once we've now said that sukkah is the halacha Moshe Mitzinai, Kra Lamali, why do I need the pasuk of Ha Ezrach? So comes Gemara and answers L'Rabos is HaGerim. So it's going to include the Gerim in the mitzvah of sukkah. All these converts, how do we know this? Because you would have thought Ha Ezrach be Yisrael Amarachmana, even though it's Ha Ezrach, I'm referring to the native, that must be referring to only Jews. Only the people who descended from Yaakov, from the Jewish people, at birth, only those people are going to be chayv in sukkah. V'lo esakirim kamash mulan. Ha Ezrach teaches us that converts are also going to be chayv in sukkah. Yom HaKippur mid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. Now comes the Gemara and says, but we still have a problem, because the whole fact that we have this inclusion of Yom Kippur for women, we should know that just based on the fact that women are going to be chayv in all losases and all punishments. So why do we need Ha Ezrach over there when it comes to this section of the Torah where it says it's specifically by the inui, by the affliction element of Yom Kippur? So that's the Gemara. Lo nitzruchai le tosefes inui. No, we need the pasuk to teach us about tosefes inui, the additional period that you take of affliction upon yourself. That we start Yom Kippur a little early, end it a little late. That's what we're referring to, that women are going to be chayiv on. Because sakadai dachamini, you would have thought, ho mi rachmanal tosefes inui meonish meazara, since Hashem went and kind of took this additional period, the tosefes inui is not going to be chayiv in kares. It's not going to have the same types of punishments as if you violated Yom Kippur proper. So alone is chayiv nashim kal. So once it's a lower level, women are not going to be chayiv in this at all. Kamash Milan. Then no, Ha Ezrach teaches us that women are going to be chayiv in it as well. Good. Now comes Gemara to Zamamar. We said previously on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, Kol Garabo says Akitanim. We said the word all comes to include Kitanim. V'hatanan nashim v'avadim Kitanim p'tur minasaka. That women, slaves, and children are going to be p'tur minasaka. Why are we saying that they're going to be chayiv now? And Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a question. Kan b'katan she'igiyelach inoch, kan b'katan she'lo igiyelach inoch. One's talking about a katan who has reached the age of chinoch, and the other one saying where they have not yet reached the age of chinoch, then they're going to be pater. Comes the Gemara and says, katan she'igiyelach chinoch midirabananu. But it's only midirabananu. How are we saying that a pasuk is going to teach us that a katan is going to be chayev once they are of teachable age? And the Gemara, no, you're right, midirabanan ukras machta biyamahu. It is midirabanan. Really, the pasuk is just nas machta biyamah. Then Mishnah said, katan she'en tzarach li'imo, a minor who does not need his mother is going to be chayvin. So, what's this referring to? So, Amrei Debei Rabbi Yanai, Kol Shenifna Ve'ein Imo Mekan Choso. We're talking about a katan who defecates and does not need his mother to go and clean him up. If he's able to wipe himself, then he's not going to be considered a katan. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Shenayim Rishinasu Ve'ein Kore Ima. A baby who wakes up and doesn't immediately call out to his mother, that's going to be considered old enough to go and be chayv in sukkah. Some older children also cry out for their mother when they wake up. So how do we tell the difference? It's when you're uncontrollably calling for your mother, where you can't comfort yourself in any way, shape, or form. That's when we're going to say it's going to be a problem, and that's when they're not going to be chayv. But once they can console themselves, then they are going to be chayv in sukkah. Then we said, Maisav Yalda Kalasu. We said it happened that the daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth, and Shammai removed the roof over her bed, so that way there could be slach, so the baby could sleep in a kosher sukkah. Maisa list. But the Mishnah said that children are not going to be chayv. So why would a baby need to be sitting in a sukkah? So rather, chasrir mechzer avachi katani. Really, it's missing words, and this is what it meant to say. Shammai machmir, that Beishamai, or Shammai hazakin, is machmir, and he holds that even children who are tzarech li'imo still are chayv in sukkah. Maisa nami, and we have a story to prove this. V'yalda kalasur shoshammai hazakin, who piches esama. Zeva b'zikha amita b'shvila katan. And we see that Hillel went and made a slach for this tiny baby while they were sleeping. Good. We are now up to the next mission. The mission says, Kol Shavas Yamim, all 7 days of Sukkot, Adamosa Sukkaso Kevav Beis Arai, that a man makes his sukkah his main residence and his regular house his temporary residence. Yardu Gishamim, if rain was falling into the sukkah, Memesai Motzogafanos, when are you able to leave and go into the house? Misha Tisrach HaMikvah, when the rainfall is to the point where your food is getting ruined. That's how you know. Mashlu mashal. So let's give a mashal for someone who's being forced out of the sukkah based on rain. Lamad davar tome. Le'eved shebalim zog kos l'rava. So it's to a slave who comes to pour wine for his master. V'shafach lo kiton apanav. And he poured the pitcher of water on his face. The Gemara is going to discuss who's pouring which pitcher on whose face. Seems the Gemara is going to say that Hashem is basically putting it back in our face. Good. Tan rabban rabba sonas nabraisa. Kol shavas hayam, says the Gemara, all 7 days, al demosis sukaso keva beisarai, that a person should make his sukkah his main residence and his house is temporary. One ketzad, what does this mean? Haya lo kelim na'im umalan lasukkah. So if he owned really nice utensils, he brings them up in the sukkah. Matzos knows malan lasukkah. If he has nice linens, he should bring them up to the sukkah. Ochal v'shoso matayal basukkah. And he eats and drinks and he relaxes in the sukkah. Menani mili, how do we know this? To tanur abanan teishvu ke'en taduru, that you should dwell in the sukkah ke'en taduru, in the way that you normally live in your regular house throughout the rest of the year. That's how you should be in your sukkah. Mikan amru. So from here they say, kol shavas hayam mosa adam sukkaso kevu beso arai ketzad haya lo kelim na'im malan lasukkah. Matzos knows malan the sukkah, ochav shoso matayal basukkah, umishanein basukkah. So you should do all your things in the sukkah, and then this brisa adds on at the end that you should make sure to learn in the sukkah. Any, is this really true? Vama Rava, Rava says mikro umista metalta. When it comes to Tanakh and Mishnah, so that could be done in the sukkah. V'tonei bar miyataltala. But when it comes to actual analyzation of the Torah, Gemara, that shouldn't be done in the Torah, in the sukkah. That should be done outside the sukkah. So how do we answer this question? So answer the Gemara, lokasha habamikros habayune. Depends how you're doing it. If you're just reviewing your learning in a nice, calmer way, that you could do in the sukkah. But when you're analyzing and breaking your teeth over it, that can be done outside of the sukkah. How do we know this? Kiha de Rava Barchama Kiavu Kaime Mikame de Rav Chista. This is similar to the practice of Rava Barchana when they would stand before Rav Chista, Marate be Gemara Bahadi Adani. They would first run through the Gemara with one another, Vahadar Mayne Besvar, and then they would go and analyze it with logic. So it's just giving basically different styles of learning to teach us which would need to be in the sukkah and which would not be. This is Daf Chav Chasim Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.